兄姐妹互相学习到保罗要我们长大成人。
This morning we talked about how Paul want us to all grow up spiritually.
要能够满有耶稣基督长成的身量。
And so we can have the full figure and measure of Jesus Christ.
在灵性上不能够再当小孩子。
And in spirituality, we can no longer be like children.
早上我们也谈到说，长大成人，灵性成熟的其中一个表现就是忍耐。
And therefore, we also talked about that one of the ways to manifest that our spirituality has grown is through endurance or perseverance.
我们借着主耶稣的忍耐，能够帮助我们不至于疲倦，不至于灰心。
And through the endurance of Jesus Christ, then we will not lose heart and we will not lose hope.
早上我们查考了主耶稣对他几位门徒的忍耐。
So this morning we did talk about how Jesus Christ endured his own disciples.
对卖主的犹大的忍耐。
Towards Judas.
对不认主的彼得的忍耐。
Towards Peter who denied him.
那我们再来看看其他的门徒的表现。
So let us also look at how other disciples behaved.
来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 5.
约翰福音第一章四十三节到五十一节。
Excuse me, John chapter 1.
一章的四十三节到五十一节。
John chapter 1, verse 43 to verse 51.
四十三节，又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”四十四节。
44.
这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。四十五节。
45.
腓力找着拿单业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”四十六节。
46.
拿单业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”四十七节。
47.
耶稣看见拿单业来，就指着他说：“看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”四十八节。
48.
拿单业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”四十九节。
49.
拿单业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”五十节。
50.
耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”五十一节。
51.
又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。”在这里记载着主耶稣拣选这个拿单业的过程。
This passage talked about how Jesus Christ chose Nathanael as his disciple.
当这个腓力把他遇见耶稣的这个大好信息告诉好友拿单业。
When Philip encountered Jesus Christ, he went and told his best friend Nathanael.
当这个以色列民族亡国之后他们一直在期待是圣经先知书上所应许，也就是摩西所说的那一位救主弥赛亚。
For ever since the nation of Israelite was no longer a nation, the people had hope for the appearance of their Savior Messiah.
那腓力他找到了。
And Philip said he had found them.
他赶快把这个大好的信息告诉他的好朋友拿单业。
And therefore he took this great message to his friend Nathanael.
我们平常可能经常借着查考圣经读先知书相互的勉励，相互的提醒。
Very likely they often would study the Bible together and they would encourage one another.
所以当腓力找着了这个应许所说的弥赛亚，他赶快把这个信息告诉拿单业。
Therefore, when Philip found the promised Messiah, he quickly went and told Nathanael.
所以当这个腓力告诉拿单业那一位先知书上所记的摩西律法书上所写的，就是拿撒勒人耶稣，约瑟木匠约瑟的儿子。
So Philip went and told Nathanael that he had found the one that Moses wrote about in the law, and who is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
哦，没想到这个拿单列啊，他一听之下，哦，不但没有高兴啊，反而说，拿撒勒能出什么好东西啊？
But after hearing that, not only was he not happy about it, but he replied, Nazareth, can anything good come out from it?
拿撒勒并不是什么出名的城市。
Nazareth is not a very popular city.
拿撒勒是这个流浪的人他们所寄居的地方。
It's often remembered as a place where homeless people will gather.
主耶稣他是在伯利恒降生的。
Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
然后照着先知的应许，这个弥赛亚，要在伯利恒。
And according to the promises that of the prophets, that the Savior will be born in Bethlehem.
但因为当时的这个分封王希律，一山不容二虎啊，他怎么可以让这个传言当中的这个犹太人的王存在在他的这个国家里面？
But at that time, King Herod, unwilling to even take the chance, how can he have a future king even dwell in one of the cities that he take control over?
因为当时有从东方来的这些星象学家来找这个希律王，要来寻找探访这个这个新生的王耶稣基督。
And because there were three magicians that came from the far east that came to visit the to be born Jesus Christ.
所以神的使者在夜间的梦中告诉耶稣肉身的父亲约瑟，赶快带着你的妻儿逃到埃及去避难。
Therefore, in Joseph's dream, God told Joseph to quickly take his wife and his children, child, to run away.
等到希律王死了之后，他们再回来。
And after King Herod's death, then they will return.
那他们就暂时落脚在拿撒勒。
And so they temporarily dwell in the city of Nazareth.
那在这种在这一个不是所谓的很出名的大城里头。
In a city that was not very well known.
那所以这个拿但列一听腓力跟他讲说，这一位众所皆知众所仰望的救主弥赛亚，怎么会在拿撒勒这种地方呢？
And so when Philip told Nathanael, he was wondering how would Jesus Christ, the future Savior, be born out of such place?
那个人很容易以居住的地方来划分哦。
As human beings, we tend to draw a cast based on where people dwell.
在座的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们，一定在当时考虑居住的地方，一定会选择啊。
Just like probably many of us, we have selected carefully or where we will dwell.
所以说良禽择木而居而栖人也是一样啊，一定会找一个好的环境、好的地方来居住。
And we usually tend to like to live too close to where there's a good neighborhood.
所以当时这个拿单列的心里头就是存在着这样的一个用外表附加的价值来评论来论断耶稣基督。
And that was how Nathanael looked and judged Jesus Christ based on the outward environment that he was in.
小弟曾经牧养过纽约区的皇后教会。
I was once the pastor in Queen's Church.
在皇后区教会有很多从我们国内来的有从这个东方从亚洲来的弟兄姐妹信徒。
In Queen's Church, most of the members are from Asia.
那其中有一些也会有这样的盲点啊。
And some of the members also have such flaws.
你是从哪里来的？
They will ask, "Where do you come from?"
从台湾来的。
From Taiwan,
从国内来的大陆来的
or from mainland China,
从南洋来的
or from Southeast Asia,
那彼此之间就不太一样哦。
And they would look them differently.
无形当中好像有个阶级。
And there seems to be an invisible caste.
或许是背景经济因素或者是政治因素都有。
Whether it's because of the economical situation or the political background, for whatever reason, they always, there's difference between people.
就算同样都是从中国大陆国内来的，也会区分啊。
And even if they all come from mainland China, they will still separate within themselves.
我们是北方来的，比较有水平。
Some people would say, I come from the north part of China, therefore I am considered to be more of a culture.
我北京的，我天津的。
Some people say I'm from Beijing or some from Tianjin.
这都是文化之都了。
Because those are cities that have a lot of cultural history.
人都有这样的盲点。
And we have that kind of blind side as well.
用这个居住的地方来衡量人的价值。
We value one's value based on where they do live.
你是哪里的？我阿克迪亚，不简单哦。
Where do you live? I live in Arcadia. Wow, that's a good city.
我住这个 temple 我比不上阿克迪亚，没有那回事的。
And some people would say I live in temple cities, and just not as good as Arcadia City.
像在东岸哦。布鲁克林的布鲁克林也很好啊。
Some people in, like, for example, East Coast, they said they come from Brooklyn.
所以我们不要有这样的一个盲点哦。
So let us not have such a blind sight.
更何况说对我们这一位主更不应该用这种方式来衡量。
And not to say that we should even treat Jesus Christ like this.
所以主耶稣，知道说这个拿单尼心里所想的。
So here Jesus Christ knows what Nathanael thinks.
嘴巴就说出来。
And so he said.
所以说真以色列人心中没诡诈了，不会藏在心里头的。
He said he is a true Israelite because there's nothing false inside him.
我们有些弟兄姐妹误会说你看呐 我也是真以色列人呐、所以我讲话很冲，你要接纳我。
And some brothers and sisters will probably use this and say, I am too a true Israelite, therefore I'm very direct in whatever I say.
人家真以色列人是心中没诡诈，不是讲话很冲，这不一样的。
I think there is a difference. When here says a true Israelite means that they have no scheme in their heart, it doesn't mean that they're very direct and blunt in what they say.
圣经教导我们讲话好要像盐调和，要温柔啊，不是很冲哦。
Because the Bible teaches us that when we talk, then our speech should be of meekness.
那当这个拿单尼啊，他没想到他对耶稣有成见，反而耶稣还称赞他是真以色列人，心中没诡诈。
But never did Nathanael thought that even though he discriminated Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ still accepted him.
他就问耶稣说。你怎么知道的？你从哪里知道我的？
And so Nathanael asked in return, "How do you know me, and from where you know me?"
我就是这么直的人啊，我就是心里没有诡诈，有话就直说了哦。
And Nathanael replied, "You know, I am like this. I say what I think."
耶稣就告诉他说啊，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
And Jesus said, I saw you while you were still standing under the fig tree, even before Philip came and told me about you.
犹太人他们在当时有个习惯，他们会在他们房子周围种这个无花果树。
The Jews, they have a custom, and that they like to plant fig trees around where they live.
他们会经常在无花果树底下来祷告，来读圣经。
And they like to pray and read the Bible under the fig tree.
所以主耶稣把这个拿单尼在无花果树底下亲近神，思想神的事情，把它一语道出来。
And very directly did Jesus Christ describe how Nathanael under the fig tree was standing there.
所以拿单尼马上就知道，那眼前的这一位耶稣可不是普通人啊。
And so from here, Nathanael knows that Jesus Christ is not an ordinary man.
他能够知道我在什么地方，他能够知道我心里所存的是什么。
Because Nathanael realized Jesus Christ knows where he was and what he thought.
所以他马上就说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Therefore he declared, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
他认识的耶稣了。
This is the Christ that he knows.
如同腓力告诉他的是摩西书上所记众先知书上所写的。
Just like Philip described to him is the one that Moses wrote about in the law.
因为耶稣忍受拿单列无理的顶撞。
Because Jesus Christ endured the very blunt reply of Nathanael.
并且耐心地来引导他认识他。
And to very patiently guide him and understand him.
如果拿单列当时一讲说拿撒勒能出什么好东西，耶稣就同样的这个没有礼貌的家伙那这下子就免谈了，没有再接下去了。
If after Nathanael replied, "Out of Nazareth, can anything good come out from it?" and Jesus replied back, "What a rude guy you are!" then probably that's the end of the story.
所以这个可以看出主耶稣真的是因材施教。
And therefore, we can also see that Jesus Christ teaches based on who you are.
来带领这个拿单列真正认识神。
He guided Nathanael so he can truly learn about Jesus Christ.
再来我们来看另外一位这个使徒。
Let us learn about a different disciple.
使徒多马。
Let's learn about Thomas.
从约翰福音记载多马的生平没有很多。
From the book of John, there's not too much recordings about Thomas.
11章、14章跟20章三处的经文。
In chapter 11, chapter 14, and chapter 23 are only the three places that ever recorded about Thomas.
多马是一个生性多疑的人。
Thomas, he often has many doubts. He's a very skeptical, he has a very skeptical character.
他对主缺乏信心。
He has lack of faith towards Jesus Christ.
而且经常私底下议论。
And he often likes to talk behind the back.
对主的态度也不是很好。
And his attitude toward Jesus Christ is not very good.
我们来看约翰福音的十一章这里。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音的十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章这里记载这个拉撒路死了。
Here in John chapter 11 records the death of Lazarus.
他的姐姐们差遣人来告诉耶稣。
And so his sisters send people to inform Jesus Christ of Lazarus' death.
希望主耶稣在拉撒路还没有断气之前，赶快赶过去来帮助他们。
They were hoping that Jesus Christ could help them before that Lazarus passed away.
但是主耶稣却仍然多停留了两天才过去。
But actually, Jesus Christ delayed his arrival 2 days after he arrived.
那当拉撒路在他的家里过世的时候
，And after Lazarus passed away，
这个主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我们来看十一节
Let's read verse 11 of chapter 11。
十一节，耶稣说的这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”十二节
，Verse 12。
门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了，就必好了。”十三节。
13。
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。十四节。
14。
耶稣就明明的告诉他们说：“拉撒路死了。”十五节。
15。
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。十六节。
16。
多马又称为地图马就对那同作门徒的说：“我们也去和他同死吧。”在这之前第八节那边就记载说当时这个犹太人呢要拿石头要来打死耶稣。
Because earlier in chapter 11 verse 8 talks about howWhen Jesus was there before, they were trying to stone him to death.
那耶稣还要回去要去使死去的拉撒路复活。
But Jesus Christ is trying to return so he could let Lazarus resurrect.
那对神来讲，人死好像睡着一样。
To God, when someone is dead, it's just like they fell asleep.
哦，因为生命在神的手中，神可以让人复活。
Because God controls life and he can resurrect one person.
哦，但是对人来说，死亡却是永远的结束。
But to human beings, death is the ultimate ending.
哦，所以当耶稣说拉撒路睡着了，门徒听不懂。
So when Jesus Christ said that Lazarus is asleep, his disciples did not understand.
后来就直说说是死了。
And then Jesus Christ said his phrase and said that he is now dead.
哦，拉撒路的死是为了要来证明哦，这个耶稣是生命的主哦，有能够使人死而复活。
The death of Lazarus is to testify that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life and he has the power to resurrect.
哦，所以耶稣刻意的在当地又多留了两天。
And therefore Jesus Christ purposely stayed behind for an extra 2 days.
哦，等到去到拉撒路家已经死四天了。
And so when he got to the hometown of Lazarus, Lazarus already died for 4 days.
耶稣是有目的的哦。
There is a purpose to why Jesus Christ did this.
哦，他的 delay 哦，他的迟延是有目的的。
There's a reason why he delayed his trip.
哦，对犹太人来讲，他们认为先知也同样有那个让死人复活的能力，要像旧约这个以利沙啦，这些先知都有这种能力。
Because the Jews believe that even the prophets like the Old Testament Elijah and Elisha, they also have the power to resurrect a person.
哦，但是只能让死了三天的人复活而已。
But they can only resurrect someone who died within the last 3 days.
哎，他们的观念认为说，人死了之后，他的这个灵魂还在周遭了，停留三天。
Because they believe that when one person dies, their soul and spirit remains around the body for another 3 days.
哦，三天以后这个人的灵魂就到神那边去了。哦，这个任凭大罗天仙也没有办法让人复活。
And after 3 days, then their spirit and soul will go back to God. And no matter how powerful you are, you are powerless in resurrecting the person.
哦，那当时很多人认为耶稣只不过是历代当中的先知其中的一位。
So at that moment, many of them believed that Jesus Christ was just another prophet of their time.
哦，所以耶稣能够行神迹，哦，那个只不过跟先知一样。
And so if even he could perform miracles, he was no different than any other prophet.
哦，所以他们称耶稣叫做拿撒勒的先知。
Therefore, someone will call Jesus Christ as a prophet from Nazareth.
哦，所以耶稣要借着这个死了超过三天的拉撒路的复活，来证明他不是先知当中的一位，他是那个弥赛亚，就是神本身。
Therefore, Jesus Christ, through the death of Lazarus, wanted to prove to the people that he is not an ordinary prophet. Therefore, he waited that Lazarus would die beyond 3 days.
哦，所以特别等了四天才去。
Therefore, he did not.Arrived until 4 days later.
好，那在出发之前，他告诉门徒说，拉撒路死了，我们要去叫醒他。
Before he head toward the hometown of Lazarus, he told the disciples that right now we're heading over to the town.
哦，那刚刚小弟说过，之前犹太人想要拿石头打死耶稣。
And just like what I previously said, recording in verse 8, the Jews there were trying to stone Jesus Christ to death.
现在还要再去啊。
And but right now he's trying to return to the town.
明知山有虎啊，偏向虎山行哦。所以这个这个探马时候，就是这个多马他就讲了，讲说我们也去跟他一起死吧。
Knowing that there are people there who hated him, he still wanted to go back, and therefore that's why Thomas said here, "Let us also go that we may die with him."
哦，这个是什么意思
？What does that mean?
这意思就是说。拉撒路死都死了，我们去干什么
？It means that Lazarus is already dead. Why are we heading even over there？
人家现在要用石头打死我们，我们要去怎么样？去让他打死，跟拉撒路一起死吗
？There are people there who are trying to stone us to death. What are you trying to do to take us over there so we can be stoned to death and die with Lazarus？
哦，所以我们看看这个多马他的讲话，他对耶稣的态度，他对耶稣的能力，对耶稣的相信，存着不信的心。
So we can see that Thomas really have no faith to who Jesus Christ is, what he can do, and who he is able to resurrect.
哦，讲话这么的不尊敬哦。
He really has no respect and has a really bad attitude.
啊，再来十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们从第二节来看哦。
Let's start reading from verse 2.
第二节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已经告诉你们。我去原是为你们预备地方去。三节。
Verse 3.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那里。第四节。
Verse 4.
我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。第五节。
Verse 5.
多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？在这里记载着主耶稣经过三年多跟门徒朝夕相处之后他即将走完他在世上他工作的最后阶段。
Here is records that after 3 years of being with the disciples, right now Jesus Christ is at the last stage of his work here on earth.
所以他告诉门徒说他要去预备地方，然后再回来带门徒去。
So here he comforts the disciples and tells him that he will go to prepare a place for them and he will come back to take them with him.
这个时候多马就问说。他说：“主啊，我们不知道你要往哪里去，怎么知道那一条路呢？”
And so Thomas said to Jesus Christ, "Lord, we don't know where are you going, so how can we know the way?"
如果说他是刚刚幼稚园才刚刚跟随耶稣，情有可原因为都不懂。
If he just started following Jesus Christ, he's just like a kindergarten kid. Then we can understand why he asked such question.
他是在众多群众当中被。挑选出来的十二个使徒当中的一位是高级班的。
But think about that he was one of the 12 disciples that Jesus Christ chose.
三年多朝夕跟耶稣相处，看耶稣行神迹，听耶稣讲真理。
For 3 years, he saw how Jesus Christ performed miracles. He heard all his teachings.
既然对耶稣讲说，你要去哪里，我怎么知道？那一条路我们怎么晓得？
But instead, this is what he said in turn. And he said, we don't know where you're going. How can we even know the way?
可见这个多马连主耶稣所讲的这个最表面的意思他也都不能领会。
So we can see from this that even the most superficial teaching, even Thomas cannot accept nor understand.
当主耶稣复活。
When Jesus Christ resurrected.
在约翰福音的二十章的二十五节。
In John chapter 20, verse 25.
二十章二十五节。
In John chapter 20, verse 25.
二十五节，那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”二十六节。
26.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”二十七节。
27.
就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”二十八节。
28.
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”二十九节。
29.
耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”在主耶稣复活之后，虽然有几次显现，像门徒，像这个几位妇女显现。
After Jesus Christ resurrected, he appeared a couple times to some women and some disciples.
这些人都见过主耶稣的复活。
And those people witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也一起做了见证。
And they also testified.
但是这个多马却总是不相信。
But Thomas, no matter what, did not believe.
他说啊，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的肋旁， 不然我总不相信。
He said that unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands into his side, I would not believe.
哦，讲这种不信的话哦，并不是反对耶稣的祭司、文士哦、法利赛人。
He says such a statement not because he was against the Pharisees nor the priests.
而是跟主出入生活三年多，朝夕听主的教训，看主行神迹的使徒多吗？
I'm sorry, the person who makes such a statement is not anybody, is not the Pharisees nor the priests, but it was Thomas who had followed Jesus Christ for 3 years.
好，我们想想看哦，多马的这一番话对主耶稣何等的不尊敬。
Think about what he said. Isn't that very disrespectful?
但主耶稣没有放弃他。
But even so, Jesus Christ did not give him up.
特别为了造就他，又向他显现一次。
In order to edify him, he appeared to Thomas.
要他用手来摸他的钉痕，来探入他的肋旁。
He wanted Thomas to touch the nail marks and also touch his side.
让他确信，耶稣真的复活。
That he could believe Jesus Christ indeed resurrected.
今天呢，我们有没有像多马的那一种，一定要探入主的肋旁，还有他的手上的钉痕，才愿意相信呢？
Today, are we just like Thomas, that unless we see the nail marks and put our hands to his sides, we will not believe it?
哦，那可是会刺伤主的心哦。
If this is the only way that we can believe, then we will hurt Jesus Christ's heart.
当我们偶尔被人家所顶撞、所刺伤的时候
，When people talk bad to us, or we were said that some bad things.
我们就伤心，我们就难过，甚至我们就愤恨难消。
Sometimes we'll be angry and even saddened by the incident.
有时候弟兄姐妹有一些摩擦误解。
Sometimes there's some misunderstanding between brothers and sisters.
就对教会对神就非常的不满。
And they feel it's very unjust, and they are very unhappy about towards church and towards how God took care of them.
教会怎么可以这样？
They would say things like, "How can church be like this?"
好像非得要拆毁神的家才能够泄恨一样啊。
They sound like they have to tear this church down in order to release their anger.
有时候在信仰生活上遭遇跟一般人同样的困难也好，病痛也好。
And sometimes in our faith, we encounter some tribulations just like any other person.
就对神就充满着怨言。
But we often have many complaints towards God.
你看主耶稣让我没工作了。
We would say things like, "Look, Jesus Christ left me unemployed."
你看主耶稣让我这个病没有好起来，还更严重。
Look, Jesus Christ not only not heal me, but my illness even got more severe.
主耶稣让我这样，主耶稣让我那样。
And we would say like, "Jesus Christ, let me do this. Let Jesus Christ let me have this happen."
其实我们所遇到的事情，跟一般没有信耶稣会遇到的是一样的。
But if you really think about it, what we encounter is no different than even an unbeliever.
也没有什么特别的不同的地方。
There is no difference between what we encounter and what the unbelievers encounter.
但是我们却全部都算到耶稣的头上去了。
But we often direct our anger toward Jesus Christ.
在教会也是一样。
And also in church.
有时候我们从我们的上司，从政府，从没有信主的这些邻居、同事、亲友受到委屈，我们都能够逆来顺受。
Sometimes, we were mistreated by our colleagues, our managers, or even our friends, we are willing to just let it go.
但唯有在神家里在教会里头，稍微觉得不痛快就赶快抓着机会严责神的仆人
But sometimes at church, when we encounter things that we don't feel is right, we will rebuke the workers of God.
哦，怪罪教会处理不好。
We will blame it on church and said that church has not taken care of the situation.
我们想想看，我们是不是像多马？
Let us think about it. Are we just like Thomas?
哦，如此来顶撞神，来顶撞基督。
We very disrespectfully and with a bad attitude talk back to God, talk back to Jesus Christ.
这个都是主耶稣要忍受的。
And all this, we need the endurance of Jesus Christ.
哦，愿我们呢，不要像多马一样哦，那
个刺伤主的手。Let us not once again nail the hand of Jesus Christ.
那其的以上，除了这个以上这几位门徒啊。
And besides the disciples that we just mentioned.
哦，还有，哦，在主耶稣带领他们门徒当中，也发生过一些耶稣要忍耐他们的事情。
There are other incidents that happen in which Jesus Christ need to endure about them.
我们说到这十二个使徒是主耶稣特别挑选。
We said that these 12 disciples are specifically chosen by Jesus Christ.
比一般的跟随耶稣的群众更加的接近主。
They are even closer than the crowd that often follows Christ.
但是他们在跟随耶稣的过程当中，常常做出一些幼稚、愚昧。没有信心、贪爱虚荣的这个事情，让耶稣难过。
But in the process of following Jesus Christ, they often act very naive. They often have lack of faith, and they often make mistakes that make Jesus Christ upset.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可四章三十五节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35.
三十五节，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”三十六节。
36.
门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去。也有别的船和他们同行。三十七节。
37.
忽然起了风暴，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。三十八节。
38.
耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”在这里记载着主耶稣有一次跟门徒一起渡海。
Here records a time when Jesus Christ was in theboat with the disciples.
主耶稣因为这个工作奔波所以他疲倦的睡着了。
And because Jesus Christ was very tired from all the traveling, he fell asleep on the boat.
那突然这个海上风浪大作，我们门徒个个惊慌失措。
Suddenly there were big waves and that rocked the boat.
他们甚至摇醒了耶稣埋怨着说：“夫子我们丧命你不顾吗？”
And because of that, the disciples woke Jesus Christ and questioned him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
我们不要忘记这些门徒都是渔夫出身的。
Let us not forget that most of the disciples here, they were fishermen.
现在来对一个木匠来说我们要丧命你不顾吗？
And they talk to a carpenter and ask him, "Don't you care if we drown?"
而且讲的又这么难听，好像耶稣已经弃绝他们而去啊。
And they said it in such bad attitude, as if Jesus Christ had deserted them already.
其实耶稣还是在跟他们同一艘船上。
Isn't Jesus Christ on the same boat, just as them?
那为什么他们这么容易就发出怨言
？But why so easily they complain?
这个跟他们跟随主的动机跟心态有关系。
This has to do with the motive and their attitude of following Jesus Christ.
昔日的以色列百姓以色列选民跟随这个摩西。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites follow Moses,
他们出埃及经过旷野，要到神给他们的应许之地迦南。
They left Egypt across the desert, ready to step into the promised land of Canaan.
这些以色列选民的表现就跟这些门徒一样。
And the behaviors of the Israelites were just like the disciples.
没水喝就发怨言，没肉吃也发怨言。
If they have lack of water or lack of meat, then they will complain.
路难走也发怨言。
If they step there on a on a difficult road, then they will complain.
哦，经常就说呀，我们以前在埃及多好啊。
And they will often say, you know, how good we were back when we were in Egypt.
哦，要不是被强迫出埃及啊，哦，这下子铁定吃香喝辣。
And if it's not you that forced us out of Egypt, we could have a very relaxing life back in Egypt.
哦，这下子铁定是穿金戴银呐。
We could have worn good clothes.
哦，才不会像现在啊，在旷野上一无所有。
And we will not be deserters here in the desert, and have nothing, you know, with us.
其实他们当时在埃及是做奴隶的。
But they have often forgot that they were slaves back in Egypt.
哦，这个法老王不允许他们生男孩，男孩就要丢到水里淹死，只允许生女孩，女孩将来就是嫁给埃及人。
And they forgot.That they were back in Egypt, they are not allowed to have any boys because they will drown them, and they were only allowed to have girls who will marry to Egyptians.
哦，他们遭遇到亡国灭种的危机。
They were the crisis of being destroyed.
哦，是神怜悯他们，哦，差遣摩西把他们带出埃及。
But it was God who sent Moses to deliver them out of Egypt.
哦，但是他们却经常发怨言，埋怨神。
But they often complain against God.
啊，那当时啊，跟随耶稣的一些门徒啊，想必也有这样的心态。
And I think that some of the disciples that were following Jesus Christ, they too have such attitude.
哦，他们预期要得到世上的财富。
They expected that they will receive the wealth from this world.
哦，得到世上的地位。
They expect that they will receive position.
哦，但是啊。又不想跟耶稣四处的漂泊。
But they didn't want to wander with Jesus Christ alone.
哦，所以动不动啊，那怨言就出口了。
So without them noticing, a lot of times they would just complain very easily.
哦，所以今天我们有没有类似这样的怨言
？So today, do we have such complaints as well?
哦，也许我们所遭遇的困难，哦，或者是我们认为的灾祸，啊，是跟一般人没有什么两样的。
When we think that the challenges and tribulations we encounter are really no different than what other people encounter.
哦，但很多时候我们就口出怨言，大呼小叫，主啊，我们丧命你不顾吗？
But a lot of times we complain, we cry out to God, just like the disciples, and we say, don't you care if we die?
哦，这是不是也反映出我们信主的动机跟跟主的心态？
Does that also reflect?The motive of why we believe and follow Christ.
只要恩典，不要十字架。
We only want grace, but we do not want our cross.
只要祝福，不要受苦。
We only want blessing, but we do not want any trials.
哦，却不知道没有十字架的苦悲，哪来的耶稣的恩典满意？
But we have forgot that without the cross, where will be the fullness of Jesus Christ's grace?
没有历经寒彻骨，哦，又怎能得主的恩膏扑鼻香？
And without our tribulations, where do we know the fragrance of God's blessings?
哦，这个也是主耶稣要忍受他的这一班门徒啊，给他的顶撞哦。
So this too is something that Jesus Christ need to persevere against his disciples.
哦，那刚刚谈到说门徒跟随主的动机有问题。
Just now we said that.The motives of why the disciples followed Jesus Christ are in question.
哦，在这个啊，雅各跟约翰的身上最明显了。
And when we read about James and John, then we can really clearly see that.
哦，来看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可第十章，我们来看三十五节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 35.
三十五节，西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”三十六节。
36.
耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”三十七节。
37.
他们说：“是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”啊，这两个门徒啊。哦，来求耶稣说，哦，我们无论向你求什么，愿你为我们成就。
Two of Jesus Christ's disciples, James and John, came to Jesus and asked him, "We want you to do whatever we ask."
哦，他们不是要来自愿的来当主耶稣的开路先锋哦，啊，当主耶稣的敢死队，不是哎。
They did not come to Jesus Christ to volunteer themselves to sacrifice.
哦，他们说、啊、愿哦，是我们在你的荣耀里头，我们一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边。
But they come to ask that one we seated at Jesus Christ's right and the other at his left in his glory.
哦，哎，主耶稣你要当王哦，那我们两个兄弟啊，也跟你一起做王，那其他的人呢，通通坐到下面去了哦。
And they thought that Jesus Christ, since you are king, then we ask one of each of us to be seated at your side, so we are two kings, and the other people can just sit down there.
这一对兄弟，他们啊、求耶稣要让他们与众不同啦、啊，要让他们高过其他的门徒。
James and John, they wanted to ask Jesus Christ to be so they can be different than other people. They can be a higher status comparing to other people.
哦，所以主耶稣就跟他们讲。
But Jesus Christ answered them.
说我所喝的杯你们岂能喝吗？
He said, "Can you drink the cup that I drink?"
我所要受的洗你们能受吗？
Can you be baptized in the baptism I am baptized with?
这对兄弟想说，哦，这个主耶稣你是要做王的，王所喝的杯，哦，肯定吃香喝辣的哦。他们说我们也可以。
And then James and John thought, since you're going to be king, how bad of a cup can you drink? So they simply just reply, we can.
根本不晓得主耶稣要喝的是十字架的苦杯耶。
But they have no idea that the cup that Jesus Christ needs to drink is the cup of the cross.
醉心于这个权力斗争里头的人就是这么样的盲目。
People who dwell themselves fighting for status and wealth, this is how blindsided one can be.
门徒朝夕跟耶稣相处。
Even though the disciples, they live day by day with Jesus Christ.
尤其这个雅各跟约翰是最接近耶稣的这个门徒，三个门徒当中的两位。
And James and John are the two among the three that are closest to Jesus Christ.
三年多来了。还不知道耶稣要走的是什么样的道路。
For 3 years, they still have no idea what's the road ahead of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在他们身上亲自的调教。
Jesus taught them himself.
结果啊，反倒造成了这一对兄弟恃宠而骄啊。
But instead, what created out of them was that they wanted care.From Jesus Christ.
只关心自己的前途，只在乎自己的地位。
All they care was their own future and their own status.
可以说真的是很自私，也很可耻。
You can say that they are very selfish and it is rather shameful.
今天呢、当主耶稣问我们、要我为你们做什么的时候
，When today Jesus Christ asks us.What can I do for you?
我们会对主耶稣怎么回答呢
？What will we answer?
所以这个也是主耶稣要忍受的。
This too is something Jesus Christ need to persevere.
最后我们再来分享一点哦。
And lastly, I would like to share with you.
门徒跟随耶稣跟随了三年多。
After 3 years of following Jesus Christ.
来看马太福音十六章。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太十六章
Matthew chapter 16
从第五节到十二节
Verse 5
这里记载这个门徒主耶稣刚刚行完了这个五饼二鱼的神迹
Starting from verse 5 to verse 12 here records that right after Jesus Christ performed the miracle of feeding 4,000
那有一次门徒忘了带饼
One time, the disciples forgot to bring bread along.
那耶稣就借着这个饼就告诉门徒说要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
And using the topic of the bread, Jesus Christ warned the disciples to be careful and guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
结果这些门徒就开始讨论起饼啦，讨论起笑啦。
But instead, the disciples started discussing among themselves about bread.
我们看主耶稣怎么责备他们。
Let us see how Jesus Christ rebukes them.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣看出来就说，你们这小信的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？九节。
Verse 9.
你们还不明白吗？不记得那五个饼分给五千人又收拾了多少篮子的零碎吗？第十节。
Verse 10.
也不记得那七个饼分给四千人又收拾了多少筐子的零碎吗？十一节。
Verse 11.
我对你们说，要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑，这话不是指着饼说的，你们怎么不明白呢？十二节。
Verse 12.
门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。哦，真的，主耶稣哦，好像对牛弹琴了，带着这一班哦，这个不是天才班，这个是放牛班呢。
Sometimes you feel like Jesus Christ is just like playing music to the cow. No matter what he says or how he says it, they still don't understand.
哦，这个再怎么教还是教不会。
No matter how he teaches them, they still don't get it.
哦，讲了老半天了，结果他们以为在讲那个饼跟笑。
He's teaching them, but in the end, they still think that Jesus Christ was talking about some bread.
才刚刚经历了变饼的神迹耶。
They just went through the great miracle of feeding thousands.
好像没有看见一样哦。
As if they never witnessed such miracle.
哦，那灵性这么的驽钝。
They are so slow in their faith.
哦，再来，路加福音的二十二章。
Let's also turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22,
35节到38节。
35 to 38.
35节，耶稣又对他们说：“我猜你们出去的时候没有钱囊，没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有？”他们说：“没有。”36节。
36.
耶稣说：“但如今有钱囊的可以带着，有口袋的也可以带。”没有刀的要卖衣服买刀。37节。
37.
我告诉你们，经上写着说，他被列在罪犯之中，这话必应验在我身上，因为那关系我的事必然成就。38节。
38.
他们说：主啊，请看，这里有两把刀。耶稣说：够了。这是当主耶稣在预言这个黑暗即将掌权，他即将要走上这个哥哥他山路的时候。
Here Jesus Christ is prophesying that the night is about to arrive and he's about to head on his road to Golgotha.
哦，他才提醒门徒彼得跟其他的门徒撒旦要塞你们像塞麦子一样，所以你们要小心。
That is why he warned the disciples, especially Peter, that Satan will sift you just like he sifts the wheats.
哦，然后接下来就提醒他们。
But then later, Jesus Christ continued to warn them.
不同于以前哦，现在哦，你们要防备，要小心。
And like before, now you need to take alarm and you need to be careful.
有钱的要带钱，有口袋的带口袋，没有刀的要卖衣服买刀。
And therefore, he said, now that you have to take your purse, if you have a purse, take it. If you have a bag, bring it along. And if you don't have a sword, then sell your cloak and buy one.
耶稣主要是要提醒门徒说，现在黑暗即将要掌权，所以你们就如同羊进到狼群里头一样。
What he wanted to warn them is that the night is about to come, so you will be like sheep being sent among the wolf.
你们要谨慎。
You need to be careful.
要警醒。
You need to be alarmed.
结果这个门徒听到耶稣说要卖衣服买刀就跟耶稣说，两把够不够？两把。
But then the disciples, hearing Jesus Christ said that they need to buy sword, from the side, they took two swords and they asked Jesus Christ, we have two, is this enough?
所以耶稣说够了。
And Jesus Christ replied, that is enough.
那个够了不是说两把够，意思说不要再讲了，真的是对牛弹琴了，够了。不要再说了。
The reason Jesus Christ said it's enough, not because two swords is enough, but enough meaning enough. Stop saying. No need to explain any further.
带了三年多嘞。
After 3 years.
即将要上战场打仗了。
They're about to go to war.
已经要比赛了，还这种程度了，怎么办
？They're ready to. They're about to start their race, and this is how they behave.
这也是主耶稣要忍耐的。
And all this is something that Jesus Christ needs to endure.
今天我们或许信主、哦、已经好几十年，我们可能是好几代的信徒。
Maybe、we have believed and been in Christ for many, many years, and we're probably not the first generation in Christ.、
哦、我们在、这个真理的学习造就上。
And in the learning and teachings of the truth.
我们在属灵的判断力上面。
And on the in our judgment on the truth.
我们会不会像这些门徒一样，老是让主耶稣失望？
Are we just like the disciples that we often disappoint Jesus Christ?
看不出那个表象里头的真相。
We cannot really see the truth behind the reality.
看不见那个糖衣里头的毒药。
We cannot really see the drug behind the clock.
所以我们不要让耶稣伤心、哦、
So let us not disappoint Jesus Christ anymore.
经常借着读经、祷告、聚会来加添、哦、我们属灵的敏感度。
We really need to increase our awareness through prayer, through Bible reading, and through fellowship.
增加这个属灵的知识跟判断的能力。
To increase our spiritual wisdom and also our judgment call.
所以以上都是我们的主他要忍耐的。
All that we talked about are things that Jesus Christ needs to endure.
这忍耐的对象、哦、不是那个不信他、反对他，反倒是跟他最接近的这些使徒们。
And those who he need to endure are not those that he does not know, nor against him, but those who are close to him and follow him day by day.
今天我们也是最接近主耶稣的。
Likewise, today we too are close to Jesus Christ.
哦，我们在万民当中能够得知真道，归向耶稣。
And among the people of this world, we have been called and come to receive the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们在信仰耶稣基督的众教派当中，我们得以归入得救的教会。
And among the many denominations out there, we call ourselves the true church and the only church that can receive salvation.
我们就像当时被主耶稣所挑选出来，这个从所有跟随的当中。挑选出来的使徒一样
We're just like the 12 disciples that Jesus Christ himself chose for.
我们会不会也让耶稣伤心难过
Are we too disappointing and often sadden Jesus' heart?
主耶稣是不是也在忍耐我们长大成熟
Is Jesus Christ also persevering and enduring our behaviors waiting for us to grow mature?
所以盼望我们每个弟兄姐妹我们都能够蒙神的祝福跟带领，我们早一点长大成熟。
So may all the brothers and sisters, under the guidance of Jesus Christ, we too will grow maturely.
满有耶稣基督长成的身量。
And so we too spiritually can have the full measure of Jesus Christ.
我们这一节就跟大家一起学习到这里。
That concludes our sermon for the session.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.